Mr. Chairperson, I'm 2016 OHCHR Minority Fellow belonging to Polish minority in Ukraine. In result of the armed conflict executed by foreign military troops over past 2 years, more than 3.1 million Ukrainians are in need of humanitarian assistance, and I have a question to the international community. Why has the armed conflict in Ukraine that enters its third year disappeared from global media front pages? When it comes in particular to minorities in humanitarian crisis in Ukraine, the most exposed and endangered are Crimean Tatars, who are forced to flee their homes unless they opt for accepting the illegal occupation of Crimea and adjusting to violation of their rights. Being convinced that countries can only prosper and be less prone to conflicts when minority rights are preserved and diversity constitutes the state's priority, I have few recommendations to complement what the Ukrainian government is already doing to diffuse further tensions and ethnic, regional, and political polarization. First, state bodies should pay more due attention to development and promotion of identity, language, and culture of all the minorities in Ukraine. And I emphasize, of all the minorities in Ukraine. To do so, adequate financial support to NGOs should be provided irrespective of their status, be it local, regional, or national NGO. Second, the Department for Religions and Nationalities of the Ministry of Culture should be supported with sufficient and solid human and financial resources. Third, capacity building trainees for minorities representatives should be established to equip them with knowledge how to use the UN mechanisms and instruments to protect their rights and report once they are violated. Fourth, Ukraine should enhance its efforts and commitments towards protection of the rights of Crimean Tatars, especially when it comes to access to employment, social services, education for children in the Tatar language, settlement, and their status as indigenous people. Mr. President, the status of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea and the city of Sevastopol is defined by UN General Assembly Resolution 68/262, reaffirming integrity of Ukrainian territory. Yet, due to temporary occupation of its territory, Ukraine has no access to Crimea to monitor the state of human rights there. The Russian Federation since 2014 constantly refuses all the requests to let monitoring missions to Crimea monitor human rights, primarily those of Crimean Tatars and Ukrainian-speaking minority. The Russian Federation thus should provide OHCHR and other international human rights monitoring missions and NGOs with full access to territory of Crimea to monitor human rights. Let United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights prepare thematic report on the situation in the peninsula. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.